Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, sisters and brothers. Another opportunity to fellowship together. We give God thanksgiving for this. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that we are all back together once again, eager and just got our hearts open and receptive. Our minds are ready to just hear what the Lord has for us tonight. We thank you for this late night dinner, dear Father, that you're serving up to us all over the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whether you're in your home or you're in your car right now or if you're on your job, let's all together in unison and fellowship, let's just give him praise. Let's take a moment and just thank him. Thank him, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We all know, sisters and brothers, what he has done individually for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Leading us through the day. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody got a phone call today that they have been waiting on, eagerly waiting on a phone call from someone they have just been worried about, have tried to go to bed at night and not think about it. But today was your day. You received that phone call from that person, and it, hallelujah, and they're fine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It may have been over an argument, a disagreement, or just could have been that the person is separated so far they, for whatever reason, was not able to call. But someone received that call today, and you should just take time to give thanksgiving to the Lord. I know at that time you may have said, thank you, Jesus. But one more time, let's continue to thank him for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm feeling somebody was able to supply that table today with plenty of food, where on yesterday it was bare. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you thanksgiving, praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's been a lawyer in the courtroom for someone today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been that surgeon in that operating room today. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone can stand right now and say that, oh, Lord, the grief was overcoming me, and I had no idea how I was going to make this through. But dear Father, that today is the day that you have gave me comfort, hallelujah, in the time of my grief. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That situation where you and you and me and we were wrong in the situations, but God still, his mercy stood beside us and kept us from going as deep into trouble as we could have been thrown into the pit for the sins and our iniquities. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise. Anybody got a praise report tonight? Hallelujah. I thank God I have a praise just that in my belly just flows with rivers because God is good at all times. And I thank him, Lord Jesus, for surrounding me, being around me. Hallelujah. Lifting up bowed down head. He's a good God. And he wants us to have a complete breakthrough. This is the breakthrough time. Hallelujah. We've talked about getting our emotions in check. We've talked about when we fall down to taking advantage of that fall. We've talked about looking back and not looking back. We've talked about crawling from that fall, get to the crawl position, praying on our knees. We've talked about the road to our recovery is paved with our knee prints. From the prayers while down on our knees. Hallelujah. That same road is the recovery to our breakthrough. This is our breakthrough. We've spoke of pushing the obstacles that is trying to hold us down. We've spoke of praying on those until something happens. We spoke about moving the fear, the false evidence appearing real behind us. Get ye behind me, Satan. I choose to serve the Lord. We've talked of taking the word, meditating in the word, night and day, and letting the word work in our life. Hallelujah. So there's nothing left for us to do but go ahead and break through this thing. These are breakthrough times. And we are choosing today as the beginning of our breakthrough. God said if we, his children, if we'll humble ourselves and pray and call on his name, can we just say, Jesus, Jesus? We spoke about putting the name of Jesus on everything. Whatever it is that you're going for, that job position, in the name of Jesus before you turn in that resume, before you go in there for that interview, you should have already brought that to whoever that prayer partner was, to your leaders at your church. Call into the guest line. Let's pray about it. Bring that request before the Lord. Let's go in and cover it with the blood of Jesus. He's the name over all names, Jesus. The name that, dear Father, that car that you know you're desperately needing, but you know for whatever reason your credit is not allowing it to go, but it's still something about it says this is yours at this time for this season. Jesus. Hallelujah. Your own loved one is even telling you that, no, the struggle is not ready yet. We're not ready to come out of this. We don't have the finances to come out. You don't have a health to try to come out of this situation right now. You heard what the doctor said. But right now, you're tired of being sick. You're tired of being broke. You're tired of being lonely. You're tired of all of the confusion. And right now, you want a breakthrough. You said, God, if you should take your hands from me, where would I go? What would I do? You're wanting a breakthrough. This is breakthrough time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to be free. Christ was oppressed and imprisoned so that we could be released from the prisons of alcoholism, released from the prison of abuse, released from the prison of fear, released from the prison of slavery, bondage in our minds, released. It is up to us to start taking a loose some things tonight, throwing away some things, checking the inventory of our house, checking the music that we have playing in our house. Sisters and brothers, you got some things that are chaining you down, and you're thinking you're doing all the right things, and you look around, it could be the music you're playing. It's some things that you've got books laying around with different things. Well, I'm not about the occult or different things that you just got laying around. You just got laying around. Having different spirits running in and out of your home. You got to bless your home. Let's break through. Let's break through. He wants us to be released from the prisons of our minds.
the prisons of our struggles. There's always going to be a struggle. If you're not in a struggle, you just came out of a struggle. If you didn't haven't came out of a struggle yet, you're not in a struggle yet, is one coming around the corner for you? But once we find the recipe to follow, to each and every time push through and bring us out, we know how to break through. We know how to break through, whether it's sickness, finances, whether it's loved ones, whether it's grief. We can use the same pattern each and every time. And it all starts by calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Calling on the name of Jesus. It all starts by diving into the word of Jesus, our sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Equipping ourselves, armoring ourselves, our helmets of salvation. God bless our minds. God, we invite you to sit on our brain stems. Dear Father, you be the one that decides what is to come in and what is to go out, what's to be held inside and what needs to just pass right through. Be in our eyes as we see. Show us just not what we think we see, but what we should be seeing. Underneath what's on that top layer, but the real thing that's deep down in there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to control our tongues. It is only you. You said no man can control the tongue. So we ask you, dear Father, to control our tongues. Hallelujah. We armor ourselves with our breastplate of righteousness. We want to do the right thing. You leadeth us towards righteousness for your name's sake, for the name of Jesus, all righteousness. The one who knew no sin, all righteousness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Our belt of truth. We want to stay in the truth of the word. We want to walk in the truth. We want to be free from this prison. So we choose to be in truth. You gave us our shield. Our shield is our faith. You said if we just had faith the size of a mustard seed, we can tell our mountains to go throw their stuff into the sea. And the sword is the spirit of your word. Come on, sisters and brothers, are we going to get the sword? Are you holding your sword? Are you checking out your sword? Do you know your sword? If Buddha came and laid his sword beside yours, would you be able to tell the difference in the sword? Would you be able to tell the difference in the word? Can you feel the spirit? Do you know the Lord's voice? Hallelujah. That my sheep will know my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where is your sword? When you're on this battle, where is your sword? Where is your sword? It's the spirit of God's word. Hallelujah. We step into our shoes of peace. Whatever it is that may bother us or come against us, the enemy throwing his fiery darts, we're still walking in peace. We're still walking in love. We're turning the other cheek. We're still finding someone to help, someone to bless. We're still offering a kind word. These are all steps to breaking through. These are the breakthrough times. These are all steps to breaking through, sister. You said, I got my own things I'm dealing with. break through. Get your sword. Get your peace. Don't set up anger in your heart. Still go towards righteousness. Continue to do what's right. Pray for all of your sisters and brothers, all of the saints. Pray for your family, near and far, the ones who do you right or do you wrong. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Bring all of the requests to the Lord. All of these requests to the Lord. Lay them at the cross. Bring all of these requests. May they be covered by the blood of Jesus. May they be covered by the blood of Jesus. The book of Isaiah tells us that Jesus Christ was crushed by our iniquities, so we could become his righteousness. I love that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you thought about that? Have you let that just take a moment to go through your mind? Have you really thought about that today? That he was crushed for our iniquities so that we could become his righteousness. We are his. We are his righteousness. When people are looking at us, they should see his righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that we may be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go ahead and read a little bit. Hallelujah. Let's go in and see what Isaiah is saying. Isaiah 53. We're going to start with verse 4. 53 and 4. Hallelujah. You got your sword? You got your pen? You got your paper? You got what you need? You can always come back, download, upload these files, put them on your iPod, your MP3, as you're jogging. Put the word in your ear. As you're driving, put the word in your mind. As you're having family time, repeat back the word to your small ones, to your teenagers, to your young adults, husband and wives, to each other. What a better conversation to have than to conversate with each other about the word, about what God has set in your spirit from this word. Young women, young men, somewhere on your date, you should be in there talking about the Lord. If your person that you're out dating doesn't want to hear about the Lord, and you're living, trying to live a Christian walk, yes, I can answer for you, yes, that's not the one. You're asking yourself, so is this the one just because he or she doesn't want to speak of the Lord, doesn't want to glorify and praise of his goodness? But we get along on this term over here so good, we really couldn't correspond. He really gets excited. She gets excited when I talk about other things. The question you're asking yourself, accept my answer today. You don't have to question yourself any longer. Evangelist Vaughn tells you from the word's sake, according to God's word, your answer is yes, that's the wrong one. Yes, you need to move forward. Yes, you need to continue to pray for that one. Hallelujah. We don't want to fool ourselves. We don't want to fool ourselves. Hallelujah. So starting in verse 4, it said, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. I love it when the Lord stops and tells us, surely. Like in the 23rd Psalm, he tells us, he just didn't say, goodness and mercy is following you. He tells us, surely. Parents, you ever tell your child, surely we can do this? Does the child look excited? They know they got mom and dad's word on it. This is God's word. Surely. He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed. Hallelujah. Some says bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Our peace came because he was bruised. And we can't take out time to say thank you, Jesus. We can't figure out how to keep going through this. Break through it. Break through. This is our breakthrough time. And by his wounds, because of his wounds, you can now break through to that healing. Because of his wounds. Sister, you can throw that bottle away. You can get rid of that. You can get your kids back, Father. You can reclaim their love. You lost that one job. But, sir, that's okay. Guess what? He's a forgiving God. He's a breakthrough in God. You can do it. You can do this. You can break through. You can move. God bless you. You can do this. And by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. God, blessings. Blessings on the Lord. Hallelujah. We all, like the sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Said we've all. We can't point the finger at one another. The word said we have all. And it means just what it says. Big, small. From the top of the totem pole to the bottom. And all the way around through the middle. We've all came short. Like sheep have gone astray. Each of us have turned to his own way. Thank God for not allowing us to continue on our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for the word. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace. Thank you for your breakthroughs. I thank you for your breakthroughs. Hallelujah for your breakthroughs. You know, oftentimes, God demonstrates his faithfulness in adversity by providing for us the things that we need to survive. See, sometimes he doesn't change our painful circumstances right then and there when we want him to, but he always sustains us through them. Hallelujah. That goes back to walking through that valley of shadow of death. He always sustains us through them. See, the storm is almost gone. Someone is almost through for this here, what you're going through, that struggle that's been holding you. You can feel yourself wiggling through now. You can feel yourself, your fingers can now kind of move when they was all bound. You can feel the sun beginning to shine on your face. And we have to determine, how are we going to come out? Through our breakthrough, do we want to, you know, you can shout your way out of a storm. Hallelujah. You can shout your way out of a storm. Sometimes you may have to cry your way out of a storm. Anybody had to cry their way out of a storm? Anybody have to just shout, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, just shout your way out of a storm? Anybody have to just let the world fade away and people may not understand what you're shouting about, but it's between you and your God. And you know that you're breaking through. You know that you're shouting your way through. You may be in that hospital room. You may need to, they may say, hey, did you need some? No, I got everything I need right now. And all you need to do is just shout your way through. Cry your way through. Push your way through. Sometimes you can't even say anything. You ever been in a situation where you're just coming through, you're just breaking through, and all you can do is wave your hands? Hallelujah. All you can do is just wave your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Stomp your feet. Just do your dance, whatever it is. Don't stop praying. Because a breakthrough is an important finding. You're finding something. You're finding your way out. You're finding your way to your next stepping stone. Your breakthrough is the way that you're finding your way back to good health. You're finding your way back to the love that you found, thought that you could never share anyone with anyone. So we invite the Holy Spirit to break through all of our mess. And then we know that the Lord, we invite you to just take the rest and use it to show us the through our breakthrough, a new day. A new day. And in this day, the things, Lord, how do you want to use us? In what way? With this breakthrough, use us and show us how, through that breakthrough, the storms, what you brought with us out of that storm that's going to help our ministries, that's going to help us be better mothers, better fathers, better mentors. It's going to help us be better leaders. It's going to help our congregations because now as we come through this, we got strength in areas where our friends, our family, our congregation may still be weak. Now we're able to take something to them. All because when you truly come through a breakthrough, you come through with something. You come through with some power that you didn't have before. See, God don't let you go through a storm just and receive pain. Because he said again, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So he takes what you thought you didn't have and now pours it on you. And he gives you that power. And you come out with patience. You come out with strength. You come out with knowledge. You come out with wisdom. You come out ready to run a race. You come out and you say, you know, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But you just can't keep that thing to yourself. You come out and you want to share with somebody the experience, especially when you see somebody going through exactly what you're going through. You know that what it is that you have seen, what it is that you have done, what it is you have heard, you know those things can help someone. Hallelujah. Don't just hold that in. Some of you can put it on a book. You can start writing. Write that thing out. Write that thing out. Hallelujah. Somebody right now, sitting in the midst of their struggle, say, I know that I'm coming out. I feel it in my belly that my time is near, that my breakthrough is near. I'm just waiting on to hear from God of what the next thing I need to do to actually get through this thing. Oh, my sister, my brother, I dare you to pick up a pen and a paper. I dare you to pick up a pen and a paper. I dare you to start writing that thing out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs to sing it through. Somebody's got a song deep down within them. Somebody needs to take that song, just sing it through. Sing the praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing it out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody's just is the one that you see standing on that street corner telling you, God is a good God today. God is a good God yesterday. God is God. Hallelujah. The word gets down inside of you. It mixes in with the power and the strength that you now have from coming through your breakthrough. Hallelujah. You find yourself ministering. You find yourself mentoring. You find that the things that used to bother you don't bother you anymore. You find that when the threat of a struggle is thrown to you, you find it doesn't faze you as much. Because you say, you know, I've been through this, so I can get through that. God didn't bring me through this to lead me just because of that. No, you threatened me back then. But God allowed me to break through. Your threats don't bother me now. Hallelujah. I survived that. I'm not afraid of this. Because I know that even that, I still got God to carry me through this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Awesome God. Awesome power. Awesome friend. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, Christ, he could have came down, but for our sins, that we may be free, Christ was silent. He remained silent so we could proclaim his great salvation, that we could find the salvation within him. So he remained silent. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing about it. But it's time to really start putting a face on that thing. It's time to start seeing Christ on the cross looking down at your face. Your face right there. Even you that's laying on the cardboard right now, he's looking down at your face. He said, I'm going to stay silent that you can have a breakthrough, that you may be saved. Oh, this is your breakthrough time. I know you thought because you're the CEO of that big business that you've already accomplished all that you need. But it's something down off in your spirit that you can't find true happiness. That next merger, it didn't do it. That next marriage, it still didn't do it. The things that you bought, your new toy, still can't do it. But it's a void that only God can fill. This is your time, my friend. Won't you take time to invite God to fill that void tonight? Why don't you take the time right now to allow the Holy Spirit to fill that void, to give you happiness for the first time, to give you joy for the first time, to give you wisdom for the first time, that you don't have to run so hard. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to lie. You can have the peace. You can have the understanding. You can have the knowledge of the Lord now as you go through. Hallelujah. What a great day. What a great way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We take another look and just try to, as we meditate on God's word and God's truth from his words, because his truth from his words are keys to making liberty in Christ a reality in life. I said it one more time. As we memorize and meditate on God's word and truth, from his word are keys to making liberty in Christ a reality in life. You know, sometimes, you know, we get overwhelmed, but sisters and brothers, don't be overwhelmed by the length of the scriptures that we memorize. Don't let Satan tell you that you can't do it. Just write. I encourage you again, get a postcard, get a sticky, get something that is comfortable for you. Write on there your scripture. Write Isaiah 43 and 10. Go back and review. Write Isaiah 61 and 1. And then carry them with you. Practice them every time you take a drink of water. Practice those verses. Every time you get up to, you're going to get a snack, stop and practice that word before you go. Plant God's word and his benefits deeply into the soils of your soul. Let's take a look at Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 and 10. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:10 says, "You are my witness, declared the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me." Let's go ahead and do it again. Hallelujah. This time, let's put it deep somewhere in our heart. Imagine reading this to your spirit each and every day. Imagine getting this in your mind the first thing in the morning. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord. We are his witnesses. We are his witnesses. You, my sister, way over there, brother, you are, I am the witness. And it's said and declared by the Lord. And my servant, we're his servant, whom I have chosen. You ever be on any kind of sports team or in any kind of activity where someone has to choose you? We all want to be chosen. These are your breakthrough times. He said, for whom I have chosen. He has chosen you. Hallelujah. And that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. He wants you to get deep into this, not just something that you hear about, not just something that someone else can tell you, but he wants you to be into it. He says, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. It's not you who are doing this for you. Even though someone else may have came and knocked on your door and gave you the groceries that your family required, but it is he who put it in that person's heart. It is he who is the deliverer. He wants you to know that it is he. He says, before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. So we don't have to worry about it being Buddha, Muhammad, Harishana. Because they're still in a tomb. They're still in a grave. And my Lord tells me that before him there was none, after him there will be no more. He said in verse 11, I am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior. Hallelujah. There is no Savior apart from me. 12, I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. He retells us again, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take a look real quickly at Isaiah 61. Hallelujah. At Isaiah 61. And let's go ahead and start with verse 1. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. We're going to go down to verse 7 now. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. Can you say, everyone right now, just only if you want it, double portion. Oh, I'm going to say it again. I invite you to say it with me, sisters and brothers. Double portion. Why come through your breakthrough and not get what is on the other side waiting for you? A double portion. Said, my people will receive a double portion. Remember, God said it. We must believe it. It's waiting for us. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. Someone says, oh, but when I come through this thing, it's been all in the media about this thing. Oh, when I come through this breakthrough, oh, it's going to be so, it's just going to be so embarrassing. What a disgrace. I've embarrassed my family. I've embarrassed my friends. I've embarrassed my church. But let's wiggle through it. Let's get through the breakthrough. Let's get through all of the embarrassment. Let's get through all of the, we know the publicity was horrendous, but let's get through it. Let's put the name of Jesus on it, sister. Brother, we have to give it over to Jesus. Let him turn our despair and our disgrace into rejoicing. Let him put a garment of praise on us instead of the spirit of despair. It's almost like God holding out his hand and saying, give me your despair and I'll give you praise. A garment of praise. Instead of the spirit of despair. Give me your disgrace. I will give you rejoicement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. They will rejoice in their inheritance. You got an inheritance. Something else came through with you. You have an inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in your land, a double portion in your joyfulness of your marriage, a double portion in your finances, in your ministries, on your job, a double portion, an everlasting, say everlasting, everlasting. So this time it's for good. This time is everlasting. Not my last struggle, but I know how to break through now. Everlasting joy will be theirs. Everlasting joy will be yours. Throughout your struggles, going through your struggles, everlasting joy will be yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everlasting, everlasting. For I am God, and I come to you that you will know that I am God. Thank you, Jesus. To know him is to believe him. To know him is to glorify him. To know him is to find satisfaction in him. To know him is to experience his peace. To know him is to enjoy his presence. To know him is to rely on his patience, to experience his forgiveness. To know him. Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To know him is to believe him. Believe in the Lord. Glorify in the Lord. Find satisfaction in God. Experience God's wonderful peace. Enjoy God's presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because you are We are your witness. Remember, sisters, Isaiah 43:10. Put it in your heart. Write it somewhere that you can go back to it. Isaiah 61:1. Those are just the stepping stones to a breakthrough. Let's just start there. Let's just start there. Because there is only one God. None before him, none after him. And remember, he wants us to be in peace with him. He wants his word to give us comfort. He wants his word to give us protection from all death, hurt, harm, and danger. I invite you all to take a moment tonight in your own time. Get a pen and paper. If you have a diary or journal that you keep just of the daily blessings that God has bestowed upon you, the struggles that tried to present themselves or did present themselves, and the steps you are taking or have took towards your breakthrough from that struggle, these are important issues. Put a date on it. Look back on it. A month, 2 months, a year from now. Look at your growth. Look at where you're at now. Someone sitting behind prison walls. Look at the growth. Look at the release. Look at the breakthrough that you have. Mentally, physically, spiritually. And take a moment and just write, "Dear Jesus, I am your witness." Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I am your witness. Take a little time in your journal tonight. Go back and reflect and just write to him. Find yourself in the most beautiful peace as you write, "I am your witness, and I believe in you. I am your witness, and I find comfort in you. I am your witness, and I glorify you. I am your witness. I find my satisfaction in you. I experience peace when I'm with you. I enjoy being in your presence." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take your time out with the Lord. Write to him. "I'm so glad that I know you, Lord." You find yourself caught up in writing to the Lord. So each and every day, if you don't keep a journal of your blessings for the day, if you don't keep a journal, maybe you want to start. As you come through your breakthrough, maybe you want to take your pen and paper and start writing down some of the things that would release you through your breakthrough. Maybe you want to start singing. You ever made up a song to the Lord? Just start singing out that struggle. Start singing through that hard time. Hallelujah. Go through. Get through. Get to the heart of things. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray and give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. At this time, before we end, I'm not for sure, it was some technical difficulties in some of the areas here tonight, but I do want to touch and agree with Minister Jennings, with her mother being in the hospital. I definitely want to go to the chat line afterwards to speak with you. God bless you. And we just want to say a little prayer for her mother. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing Minister Jennings' mom. Dear Father, we know that you are the doctor, and we find peace in your hands. We find peace in your healing. We find peace in your anointing over her mind, over her physical being, and over all the loved ones that is around her. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We know that you said that we are your witnesses. Dear Father, and Sister Maxine is going to be a witness to you, dear Father. She is going to be a witness at the healings that you are bestowing upon her body right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you peace. We give you glory. We magnify you. You said that through you that we should believe it. If we believe it, we should start glorifying you for her healing right now. The victorious healing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I hear you, Jesus. You said that you're just not healing her physically. Oh, but right now you're going ahead and you're healing her mentally. Dear Father, and when she's come out of this, it's going to be a whole healing, complete healing. Hallelujah. May she continue to be a witness for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing her, Sister Maxine. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for her wonderful daughter, Minister Jennings. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you for the outcome that this is just beginning. You have a big thing showing. I just see a big picture. Hallelujah. And I just see her just, the word is flowing. And people are receiving your word. They're being able to break through some issues because of her. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for her. In the name of the Father, we give you victory and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, today is your day. Just accept the Lord as your Savior, as the first and only God, the one and only. Believe in your heart that he gave his only begotten Son and that he died and God rose him straight out of the grave that you may be saved. Believe that he sat on that cross for your salvation. Confess it with your mouth. Get into a Bible teaching school, a Bible teaching church. Stay under the word. Start diving into the word. We thank you, Lord Jesus. He said if you repeat this, if you've said that, that you're saved. If you believe it, you shall receive it. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We remind you that each week we're going to try to do a little something different. We're going to start on Friday nights having youth night where we will be inviting some young people of different ages just to talk about some of the things of their experiences that they're going through in school, that they're going through in their life. We invite different ministers to try to come in, and we're going to pray with our youth. We're going to pray over the things that they're going through. We're also going to be going over, and we're going to have one of our sisters from our Jewish sisters is going to come and talk to us about some of the different celebrations on remembrance that they're having right now for the Holy Cause. We're going to speak on that on next week with one of our sisters. We have some other great things that are lined up for us. So God is just moving. God is just still in control. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing and saying. We thank you, dear Father, for the ministry, for the avenues that you have just opened up for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And it is just moving and powerful and praying. We remind everyone here, if you see someone, Minister Jennings, someone else, there's something you can do to help her ministry, reach out there. Sow into it. We love you. Amen. Radio.